O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 15, verses 15 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Restore Us Again by Paul Zak, featuring Liz Weiss. With a folksy, nostalgic sound, this song takes the perspective of the Israelites, who were desperate to leave Egypt, but then found God's deliverance of them unacceptable. The chorus, with lilting melody lines and relaxed rhythms, reminds us that we, like the Israelites, are in desperate need of restoration.
We long for Egypt in the wilderness, a kingdom made of dust, built an idol out of happiness, a paradise of rust. We lost all the meaning, drowned out the feeling, our hearts barely beating. Restore us again, God of our salvation. Revive us again in your unfailing love. Restore us again, God of our salvation. Revive us again in your unfailing love.
We have trusted in the meaningless and chased a life of ease. Now we wander in the shadowlands where comfort is our king. We lost all the meaning, drowned out the feeling, our hearts barely beating.
Restore us again, God of our salvation. Revive us again in your unfailing love. Restore us again, God of our salvation. Revive us again in your unfailing love. Life once again. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead our hearts back to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, bring us life once again. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead our hearts back to you. Restore us again, God of our salvation. Revive us again in your unfailing love. Restore us again, God of our salvation. Revive us again in your unfailing love.
Jeremiah 15, verses 15 through 21. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because your hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. There is a lot packed into these seven verses. And in here we learn much about how to approach God's word, how to process it faithfully and honestly. And we are told of the steadfast character of God. These words were written by Jeremiah, a man called by God to be a prophet. It was his duty to be God's mouthpiece, to speak faithfully to the people the words given him by God. And how did Jeremiah feel about his calling? Charles Spurgeon writes, "It was an intense delight to him to have been chosen to the prophetic office. And when the words of God came to him, he fed upon them as dainty food. They were often very bitter in themselves, for they mainly consisted of denunciations. Yet, as being God's words, such was the prophet's love to his God that he ate every syllable, bitter or not." His commitment to and trust in God's word was a source of joy for him, and it provided the strength he needed to avoid sin and temptation. And friends, this is the same word that we have access to today. We too can experience the joy and strength that Jeremiah had if we eat up God's word. But Jeremiah wasn't a word-eating robot. The difficult task of preaching to a difficult people brought trouble and hardship. And Jeremiah had the ability to be honest about that. John Calvin writes, "Jeremiah was in himself disturbed with anxiety and fear and affected with weariness and wished to shake off the burden that he felt so heavy on his shoulders." And we see this throughout the scriptures, people being brutally honest with the troubles they are facing. But Jeremiah takes them to the place he knows he can find consolation. He casts his burdens on God because he knows that God cares for him. And when he does this, he hears God's consolation. "I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless." God promises the same to us, and we can be sure that these promises will come to fruition because of how we have seen God's faithfulness to us in Christ. Jesus, too, was a man dependent on God's word. He ate it up and used it as a shield to fend off the attacks of his accusers, even Satan himself. But he is also brutally honest, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, a grief he chose to bear on our behalf. And though he suffered unto death, God vindicated him in his resurrection, proving that he will remain steadfast. He will keep his promises. So may we learn to eat up God's word, go to him when it's hard, and trust in his willingness to keep his promises. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. for the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.